Shir Chof and Bava Kama continued. Test Cheshvan Heitoshim and Gimel, October 26, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
Inbound in the value of the paper, the value of the paper might be worth less than 20. We are concerned now about Jibuti, because if Rubei had a promissory note, $10,000, against Shimon, and then Levi came and burnished us, so we cannot prove there are no Levi. So we cannot collect the debt from Shimon. So we are concerned with the $10,000 of the Shibuti. So if we say Gamin Israel, so the one who burns the Shtores, thereby causing damage to the Malbec, he won't be able to collect the $10,000 debt from Shimon, so he has to pay. If we say Gamin Spotea, so then he doesn't have to pay. So Rabbi Hop says that Gamin Israel. Gamin Israel. So he says, Rabbi says that Gamin is potter. Rabbi says Gamin is potter. So Mila Sikosh Amish is Rabbeinu is potter. So Gimor has the Kashi. Oma Rabbime Bar Hanine, Hodi Rabbe Machlekes. So Reb Shimon Rabboni. So now it's the Rabbi's din. Rabbi says Reb Shimon is Rabbeinu is potter. In other words, Rabbi passes that Gamin is potter. So it's throwing the machlekes between Reb Shimon and Rabban. Reb Shimon doma dom ragil ni momich, momin dome. So Reb Shimon says, if somebody steals his share shall you owe. Steals his share shall you owe. So he has to be careful and all the way to the buying of the ego. Why? Because dom ragil ni momich. Even though it's kochi-kochi, and kochi-kochi is certainly not more than buying. But Reb Shimon says, since it causes him a chayas. If some male don't have any money, can woman don't make. So some male serves a contraption and serves to this Shabbat and give him a money. Because as a result of this piece of paper, with the aid of this piece of paper, he could collect $10,000. The paper itself does not have an intrinsic value of $10,000, but it's given him a money. It can yield $10,000. As an evidence, so it can yield $10,000. So it's yielding money. So it's kimomin dome. So the male is higher according to Rabban Dome, I don't money. Love kimomin dome. Inasmuch as the intrinsic value of the paper is half a penny. So the male, he is not higher to pay. That's what Rabbi Bachanin says. Hold the Rabbi, Machlik is Rabbi Rabboni. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi Bachanine and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Bachanine, so there is an equation between the Shiloh of Gami and the Shiloh of So if we say that Gami is Potea, that means that Tovagelim Gome is Lachimon. And if we say Gami is Chayev, then we have to say that Tovagelim Gome is Kimomidon. There is an equation between the Machlekes and the question of Gami and the question of Tovagelim Gome. That's according to Rabbi Bahani. But then Rabbi Bahani Rabbi Yeshua, and it seems that the Rishayim passed like Rabbi Bahani Rabbi Yeshua. So, Kapunik Reb Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein Abishomes Reb Shimon Dovagim Momin, Ki Momin Dome, Bitovoshim Kri Momin, Ki Virabe." In other words, when does Reb Shimon say the Dovagim Momin Ki Momin Dome? For example, he mentions another case. One case is if somebody steals and says, "Yeah, Meicher, he called Meilah Kovin," or he steals from the sheep from the Beis Shemesh. it is also banoi, so it's here in one. Oh, another example of the child, of the Vajra in one genome, the name is, suppose somebody guzzles chomets, with Lea Pesach. Shimon guzzled chomets with Lea Pesach, and Van Ruben. And then, Achara Pesach, so Levi came and burned it. So if we say Dovrageroni Momen, so if Levi burned the Chometz, to Achara Pesach, so he has to pay Tashlumin to Shimon, because Shimon could have fathered himself. Shimon could have patterned himself by returning the chometz. And he could have said, "Arei shelo chutmanecho." Now that it was burned, he cannot pattern himself. So maybe causes damage to Shimon. Mashenikin, if we say, "Dovrageinu momen is lachim amin dome," even though Shimon could have relieved himself of any tashlum to Reuben by returning the chometz, even though it was worthless. But he could still have said, "Harishon of Nechol." Now Levi came after Pesach and he burned it. He cannot anymore relieve himself of Tashlumin. So that's Dovra Hilmi Mome. So according to Rav Shimon, Levi has to pay to Shimon as a mazik. According to Rabbanu of Rav Shimon, he doesn't have to pay. He's not the bayim of Shimon of the chometz, because he's not the bayim of the chometz. Reuben is the bayim of the chometz, but not Shimon. But if we say Dovra Hilmi Mome, so then Levi, when he burns the chometz after Pesach, he's a mazik and he has to pay to Shimon. So over there, Shimon says that Levi has to pay because it's Idova Shinkri Mome. It is because it's Idova Shinkri Mome. Mashenkin, Sirish Shlokois Shlokhaberei. So it's not in Nikri Mome. So even if Shimon might say that is what. So what is the Gemara saying? While Rav Dime Bachanine equated the shalom of Gami with the shalom of the Rajan Mome, so in other words, Rav Shimon has to say Gami is higher. So Rav Dime Rav Shimon says no, there is no equation. And even Rav Shimon who says the Rajan Mome is Mome Dome, could still say that Gami is part. This is what he wants. So Tate says, Dafayin Aleph. Says here. Oh, Tate, the woman will remain in Mamas of Akrapshin and Lane Babakarina with Time, the Doyle Gimli Dami. So the one who is Mechayu Gami is certainly Mechayu with the Vajon Mome. Doma Mabagi the Kamei Madom Rakshin and Chimon Mome, Doma Shinikri Mome, Doma Shinikri Mome, Sirko Shabir and Yishamasai. So the more is, so Rabbuna Ben Rav Yishua is saying in effect that what is more likely to be Chayu? Doma Rajon Mome or Gami? Doma Rajon Mome is more likely than Mechayu. Even Rav Shimon who is Mechayu, Doma Rajon Mome. So it's because it's Doma Shinikri Mome. So it's not as likely to be higher as the Rajon Mome. So it logically follows from there that if somebody is Mechayev in Gami, which is less likely to be higher, so he's certainly Mechayev at the Rajon Mome. So the Gemara could have applied that price in accordance with Chameya. Why does the Gemara have to apply the price in accordance with Rav Shimon? That's the discussion. So Tetzah says in the first direct, V'yeshleima v'yikinamis v'olim v'naif, Talkor, v'mechai v'meyer, v'yumigami, k'yibzir v'shterish v'habeyer, v'chalitzibir, v'sheo v'ashtar, v'chol eilom, v'yumikamu v'zbe, v'chim v'msach v'kvan eilom, k'al v'fosh v'sheo v'habeyer, v'hua t'vua v'chol eilom. V'abar ha'yum v'momen, k'yishir v'isku, v'kotish v'chai v'hanyusom, en ro'u el v'zeh sh'yipotam y'atzmeh, So Tisha says, even though the Gemara got some chess, so Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a swore to say that the Rajan woman is more likely to be higher, then is more readily higher than Gali, but there is this Svore Lehecha too. And we could say that there is a Svore that to be the higher than Gali, if you don't Rajan woman, in other words, what Jesus is saying is this, that it's the Shaila of Dov Rajan woman Kimon in Gali and the Shaila of Gali represent two separate questions. Dov Rajan Limon Kimon in Gali represents a Shaila as whether the one who is here in the morning is considered as bound over the heavens, whether it's his moment or it's not his moment. So if we say Dov Rajan Limon Kimon in Gali, so it's his moment, it's Ruben, is Mechuyer Bachayas of that Behime, the fact that he is higher Bachayas of that Behime in case that Behime of Eile, he gets lost. He has to bring another Behime as an Eile, so that makes it his moment. Mashenkin in Gali, the Shaila is something else. If it is given damage to me, whether it's considered him as a heretic or not. It's another Shaila. So we can say, there is this one to say, that Yom HaGel Limone is more readily higher than Gami, and there is this one to say, that Gami is more readily higher than Yom HaGel Limone. That states this first fact. Then takes the sales. The Yeshi Neposhin, El Horekoma, the Sobolo Kerapshin and Mishin Rapshin come up ahead here. The Chayat Barpo of Hanisho, the Dov Rajan and Mobin, our mind in Chayat Rabbeya, the Dov Rajan and Mobin, Eri Chida, she Chayat Barpo of Hanisho, the Dov Rajan and Mobin. So that means, according to the first Moshin Tesis, so Rabbeya, who is the Chayat Gami, and we pass the right Rabbeya. That Gami is Chayat, will not necessarily be the Chayat, in the case of the Rajan and Mimonim, in the case of the Rajan and Mimonim. Now let's say, suppose somebody will be Mazik, a Sheir Shalayot. A Sheir Shalayot, Ruvein took an Eda to bring an Eil on his Be'er. To bring an Eil on his Be'er. Then Ruvein was Mafrish, a certain Behemoth, as an Eil. Then Shimon came along and killed the Behemoth. So, it's Eil on Mimonim. So, of course, according to Shimon, he certainly had. According to Rameya, who says that Gami is high, so according to the first Moshe Tesis, even though, now, most Rishayim passed, all Rishayim passed the Gami is high, and most Rishayim passed, not like Rishayim, the Dov Rajan Limone is Lachimon Limone. So according to the first Moshe Tesis, even though we passed the Gami is high, but, so that means, say, if Shalisif Shalchaber is high. But if Ruben was Machris and Eilo in Yitre, and then Shimon came and was Mazik and killed Ruben's Behemo that he was Machris and Eilo, even though it's here in the Momay, so, according to the first Moshe Tetz says, we don't, so, he'll be put out there. He'll be put out, because Gami is higher. But this does not represent the meaning of Gami. If Shimon will kill Ruben's behemoth, that Ruben was Mafkish Lewos, he'll be put, according to the second Russian case, yes. So he'll be high. The Ramban agrees with the second Russian case. And the Ramban says, in Kutras Gami, that while Dov Rajan Limomin Kimomin Dome, or Allah Kimomin Dome, and the Shaila of Gami represent two separate Shailas, but in the case of Shimon being Mazik and Eile of Ruvein, so according to Mandoma, Gami is higher, so it will be higher. Even though the Rabban says we don't pass them like Shimon, because the Balatumes, he passes like Shimon. The Balatumes passes like Shimon. The Dov Rajan Limone Kimomin Dome. Why is the Paschal Kapshimon? Because he equates the Shaila of Gami with the Shaila of Dov Rajan Limone Kimomin Dome. Since we Paschal Gami is higher, so Mele we must Paschal like Kapshimon and Dov Rajan Limone Kimomin Dome. That's the Sikharat Kulis. But most Rishayim, including the Rambam, they say no, they represent these two questions, represent these two Shailas, represent different questions. And even though we pass like Rabbanan Dov Rajan and Mimonim Lachimon Dome, but we still pass in the Gami is higher. But still, he says, in the case of Ruben who took an Eder And then he was mafkish in the Himalay Rosset. And then Shimon came in and was mazik. He's Eilei. So, since we, even though we passed Dobra Gerim Limomi, he's laughing on the Dobra. So that means, according to Rav Shimon, so Rubin is considered the real Baili of the Sheira. And if somebody will steal the Sheira, he'll be Chayef Sheifu to Rubin. If somebody will be Tebeach Meicher, he'll be Chayef Dalem Hei to Rubin. We don't pass for an Rabban, the Rambam says in the Kufras Gamli. So Mele, if somebody will, if Shimon will steal the Behemoth from Rubin, so he will not be Chayef Keipu, because Rubin is not a Baili. But as a Mazik of the Mechuyev on the score of Gamli anyway. Because what does Gamli mean? Even though there was no hesitation, but as long as I am the sole source of the damage caused to the other party, so the Mele I'm Chayev. True, the Dobar Gerim Momen Lachim Momen Dome, the Rambam says. If we say Dobar Gerim Momen Kim Momen Dome, then Rubin is considered a full binding over the day. So the Mele, if I steal from Rubin, I'm Chayev Kefu. If I'm the Beach Mecher, I'm Chayev Alevei. But we pass by Rabban Dobar Gerim Momen Lachim Momen Dome, so Rubin is not binding. It's not his moment. But the fact is, as a result of the stealing, so Rubin sustains damage. So he's mechuyev mitzav mazik. He's mechuyev mitzav mazik. He's mechuyev. This is Rabat. So that's like the second washing cases that I now, and also the same two mishenes are cases iksuyes that from Dawa. That from Dawa, the same dibramas or the same washing because the same sugya that is here appears in Iksuyes too. So that two mishenes. And according to second washing cases, even though Tenses disagrees with the Balatron, you see, they are three shins. There is one washing Tenses in Morakam that I know it, that the Shire of the Radio Mummy and Gamli represent two separate Shires of it. And the male, even according to the male, that Gamli is Chayev, but if somebody will be Mazik, a share of Rubin, he'll be Potter of pain. Because only according to Rav Shimon will be Chayev of pain. But according to the Meir, who says, Gamli is Chayev. So, but Gamli is Chayev. But here, it's not a question of Hezekiah of dying versus Gamli. It's a question, was he Mazik? The Bible. So since we passed like the horn of Hashem, that he was not Mazik the Bible, he was Mazik, he's not Mazik the Bible, he was Mazik Hegel, she was not Mazik the Bible. So Melech, he's put there. Because it's not the Shire of Gamli. That's the first question basis in Melech. Then there is the Shite of the Bala Trumo, that the Shire of Dov Ragir in the morning, that anyone who holds Gamli's Chayev must necessarily hold like Rav Shimon. The Dov Ragir in the morning. Since we passed him, that Gamli's Chayev, so that necessarily implies that we have to pass like Rav Shimon and Dov Ragir in the morning. There's the Shite of Bala Trumo. And the Bala Trumo, I suppose, is ignored in that. But then there is the Shite of the Rambam, that the Shaila of the Rajan Mimon Chimon Dome and the Shaila of Gamli represent two separate Shailas. Because the Rajan, the question the Rajan Mimon Chimon Dome is whether the one who becomes relieved of a certain moment, so by having a certain moment, he is considered as a Bible of that moment or is not considered. So we pass by Rabbanon, he's not considered a Bible. But if somebody will be Mazik, the Ile of Rubin, to the Rajan Mimon Lachim Mimon Dome, Rubin is not the Bailim of the Sheir Shalei Lo. Who is the Bailim of the Sheir Shalei Lo? Hekdesh is the Bailim of the Sheir Shalei Lo. But the fact is that he sustains loss. You have to pay. So it's not different than Sheir Shalei Zeh Shukhavei. And Amich Ashtar Al-Khavei Lo Mechot Al-Mokh Lo Yizmokhu. So Mele, he has to pay. He has to pay the Rikeach. He has to reimburse the Rikeach on the basis of the Gamli, because he sustained loss. So true, though, Hagen and Rimon is laughing on Dome, so he's not a Bible, but he sustained loss anyway. So merely without being the Bible, so it's mechuyev tzadkami. And then there is the first Lashon Tesis. The first Lashon Tesis who says that even if we say gamin is chayev, but it's only gamin is chayev, but if somebody will be mazik, dobra here in the moment, he'll be mazik kishir shalemo, or kishir amisku in the beishem area, or he will burn. Let's say he will burn the chomet shalva pesach that is Goshu's gazle. He'll be fine. So that wishes. But there is one Moshin Tesis who says that according to the Mandoma Gamin, that's the sheet of the Ramban in Kuntras Gamin, that according to the Mandoma, Gamin is higher. So if somebody will be mazik, a shira shalelo, something that is given in the moment, he will not be, if he will steal, he will not be chayotei, because the buying of the kohen is not a bala moment, but as a mazik, he'll be chayot, because on the basis of gamin, because he sustains the loss. And that's the shita of Moses Hashem, that's the shita of the Rambam, and that's the shita of the second washing thesis of Kame, the finale, and the second washing thesis in Ksuvias Dachor Adam. So now, I think we can understand. Now, Rashi Shita is that Mazik Hengesh is fine. So when the Gemara says, Minyona Limute, Minyona Lachriya Limute Mosa Mipadu, and Tetsi says, so Bishlai Mekonot Mandona Ramis Hayo Tvien Sen, Mekonot Mandona Ramis Potea, so why is she Hayo? So it says, as if it is not a certain higher, it will be a gamin spot. So it says, the other book mentions here that, that the reason is why the father is higher because gamin is higher. But if gamin is potter, so then the father could not be higher than master. Now, so the question is, what does it do with gamin or not gamin? Here it is happening in your life. Do we say, regabe mitamin, mitamin, nasir, it has to do with gamin? It has to do with that actually nika, because there is no physical ethic, only a legal ethic, a halachic ethic, not a physical ethic. But what does it do with gamin? There is a ethic in your life. It's not gome, the answer is, in view of the fact that we are dealing here with chatos. We are dealing here with chatos. Now chatos is not modern Bible. Kochim Kali, Rabbi Zadir says modern Bible. And most Hashem passed like Rabbi Zadir, that Kochim Kali is modern Bible. But chatos is Kochim. So it's not the Bible. So in the melee, the question about this is, he's not the Bible. Why is he here? So Bishmen, according to Rav Shimon, who said the Rabbin the Mom Kim Momin Dome, some male is given the moment. Because two is not the Bible. Rubain was Matrich. A certain behavior lechatos. Now, if it will get worse, it's Chayva Chayes. He has to be Matrich another behavior. So it's the Rabbin the moment. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon. So they have to say that Rav Chile agrees with Rav Shimon. Of course, according to Balatrume, so passed the Kashima, so it's no doubt. But the other Shemin don't agree with the Balatrume. So that means all the other Shemin, so they passed by the Rabbon, Yochin the Rabbon, Allah the Rabbi. So Dobar Ajel in the moment is Lafti Momindom. If Dobar Ajel in the moment is Lafti Momindom, so if Dobar Ajel in the moment is Lafti Momindom, so the Mele, why should the Chayyar? Why should the Chayyar? He's not the Bala Mone. But on the basis of Gami, even though he's not a Balamami, but he causes him damage. He causes him damage. In the same way, so he's Mochel, but he has to reimburse the Lekeach, because the Lekeach sustained loss. He spent money in buying the promissory notes of somebody else. So Mimela, because of that, he's higher in the same way as Seder Shabbos of Chavira. As far as the value of the paper is concerned, it's worthless. It's not worth it, but he sustains loss. He's he's precluded from collecting the debt. So here too, two is not the violin, Kubin is not the violin of the law. The Hekdesh is the violin. But the fact is that he has to go out and buy a behemoth and spend, let's say, $10 on a behemoth and be machris that behemoth. When you all say, so he sustained laws. So on the basis of Gami, he's high. But that's going the two machines, it's this, the fine hour. Whether if somebody is mazik, a sheo shalelo of Ruvein, whether he's higher the contra-meyer or he's not higher the contra-meyer. According to the first question he takes in the Kamada Bayanale, so he's potter a contra-meyer. And according to the Ramban, in the second question he takes, even though the shayla of Dorajon and Kimomi Domain, the shayla of Gami, represent two separate questions, but even if we say Dorajon and Momi, Latimomi Domain, as long as we say, the Gami is higher, so he has to pay to reimburse him for the loss he sustained. So here too, he sustains the loss, so Gami is higher. So this Tetzves is in accordance with the second motion in Tetzves in Burakamida finale. So that's what Tetzves says. That's what Tetzves says. So I think that's the pshat of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, because you make a it's not because he's prejudiced against Hotchi. Why because you make a why not? The answer is, Rav Chiya is only mentioning, he only lists the categories of Maziki Biodai. He doesn't mention a category of Mazik, I'll be gone, I'll be gone. So because we come here, it's not Kochi, because Bilifage is Kochi. But if it is a Shlomim, if Hishach is a Shlomim, Lishayim Chatos, so of course there is also the headache, but there we don't have to resolve the Gami, since we pass them like Amisia really, that Kochim Kalim on the Bani. So it's a regular Mazik. It's not Gami. So it's not Chayach to say, Kochim Kamayre. That's why Rashi mentions an example of Kein Sheshochat Kofoni Shom Yisroel Chatosh Lishu Shlomi. They Nakob Meir Olechim as Molo Mitzorachat. Why does he emphasize Nakob Meir Olechim as Molo Mitzorachat? So that Yeshua explains why he emphasizes that. Because insofar, because the fact that it's possible, that's not the gist of the Hezek. That could be the gist of the Hezek to Hezek per se. But Rashi Shita is that Mazik Hezek is Potter, Reimun Shohezek. But here Rashi is concerned with the Hezek to the binding of the Korn. The binding of the Korn, so it's only on the basis of the Gami. And this Gami, so we can say, because you admire, but if it had been Shlomi, so the more I couldn't say the question of Meyer. So then the question is, why doesn't he mention a separate category of let's say, of Mefagin and Shlomi? The answer is, in Shlomi, he doesn't have to mention it separately. So it's like in Tamni, it's like in Nazir, and the country we have to understand is why he mentions Nazir separately, and Lidami separately. So there is a reason for that. But why mention Mifagel again, Mifagel and Shlomim separately? Then it's like Mitamei and Midamei and Minaseir. But Mifagel, Machshel Shalom and Shmoim Chatos, this has to be mentioned as a separate category. Why doesn't he mention? Because Shalom Kamayra, he's not interested in mentioning categories of Mazikim al-Bikome. He's only interested in mentioning categories of Mazik, Biodai, not only Kome. And that's the same reason as why we put a Mosea. Because what is the Chiyuv of Mosea? On the basis of Gami. So this is the Kashe. How about the Madoma? How about the Madoma? The Gami is also Potter. So then, how can Gemara say Mute? So Gemara says, even according to Madoma, that Gami is Potter, but Mifage and Mosea. So Mele, he should mention this Maziki. So because he's not a Maziki Yadani. So now we understand as to why Rashi mentions Dafke Chatos. Because Chatos is not known by it. So it's only on the basis of Gami. So it's because of the Kamaira. But he couldn't mention Shlomi. Because Shlomi, he passed through like a misagreement. That Kochim Kalim is Momimbani. Is Momimbani. So if it's Momimbani, it does not have to be separated. It does not have to be mentioned in a separate category. It's included in the general category of mazik, and the Gemara wouldn't say kochi mei kamayim, because why not? The fact that it's kochi, so it cannot be counted. Even in kochi mei kamayim, since it's kochi, so it cannot be hired to hekdesh pasay. So he has to be hired to the binding, and the binding has to be hired on the basis of given, and be kochi mei kamayim, and be the bura mei kamayim, and that's the pshat in the bura mei kamayim. Because it's only on the basis of the mazik of Gami, of Krome, and you might combine them there. But we can understand with this, but you have the distinction between Itzemi, because Itzemi in the Buret, so, after that, where's the mazik? Achmoni Kami Maize, Mitzishemra, the Buret is Maize, because there it's not a chim, it's a chim of Mitzishemra, it's not a chim of Krome. Mashaik in Moser is a special chim. And the basis of Gomi, even though he's a different kind of magic, this kind of magic of Gomi, of Gami, Reb Chiya doesn't mention. Reb Chiya doesn't mention. So Yimora says, Ish, when we tell you, go, don't know if it's the whole thing you told. Tell me, Reb Chiya, we have a big shiro, then it's the whole thing you told, then it's to say, my name, oh, I'm a rabbi, oh, my God, it's a little Anne, Asie, Tahas, Messino, Shalom, Kes. Now there's a very long rush. It's a very informative rush. Tahas, Messino, the Kurexi, Oi, Tahas. Because in each word of all these, you can know this music, or Hotalibot. So there is a certain expression. Either Tahas is mentioned. Now, if Tahas, so Tahas. Now, where is made up so they are mentioned explicitly? In connection with Shem HaLev. There it's mentioned explicitly. Oh. Ki yadar in sogeh ucheve, vishilach et vishilach, uviya mizli achri yav meita, so deo meita tam in yishav. So, there it's mentioned explicitly. And what expression is used there in yishav. So, any mazik, any category of mazik, that has the same term of Yishalim, so it's reduced from the Yishalim that is mentioned in connection with Shem Rebbe. So Shem Rebbe, that is the main source for the Aloha of Meita. And all the other Mazikim who have the Meita are deduced directly or indirectly. Some are deduced directly. That means those categories of Mazikim who also have the term Yishalim, so are deduced directly from Shem Rebbe. But then, what Rashi says, but there are certain categories of Neziki mentioned by Rabeshe, by Rabchie, that do not even have the term of Yishalim, but they have the term of Tachas. So this is what Rashi explains. We could exceed Oy Tachas, either Tachas is mentioned. So if Tachas is mentioned, so then we learn out that any Mazik that has the term Tachas mentioned in that Parashe, so we learn out from Tachas Tachas Mishiramu. The Chassid Beisheir Tachas Hashem. Maos and Beitach. But the Torah doesn't spell out explicitly in regard to Shiramu, Karen, that he pays in Beitach. The Torah only spells out explicitly in regard to Shemeret. But Shiramu, he doesn't say explicitly. But the Goma Mishemeret, the Chassid Beitach Zedeo, Afka Beitach. She involved in Shalom, Karaka Mizek, בשביל הזיקה, מגביאו מנועיץ. Now, what does it mention in connection with Shiramu? או אם אינה כשנה בכל, מתמאו של שם, ולא ישמרנו בו, שלום ישלום, שיר תחס השיר, והמסיר. So, תחס is mentioned, but תחס is not mentioned in Shem Rebo. But in Shem Rebo, משלום is mentioned. And here in Shiramuet, also in Shalom is mentioned. So Shiramuet is learned out, is reduced from Shemret, because the same, because of the Nishalom, because of the common expression of the Nishalom. Once we know that Shiramuet pays Meita because of the direct Yalfuse from Shemret, or because of the common expression of Nishalom, now, so any other category of Mazik that has the term Tachas, so it is deduced from Shiramuet. So in other words, So certain things are deduced directly from Shem Rebbe, the main source is Shem Rebbe. And then Shem Rebbe is deduced directly from Shem Rebbe, but Shem Rebbe has the term Tachas. There are other categories of Nizikim mentioned by Rebbe Shem Rebbe that have the term of Tachas. So they are deduced from Shem Rebbe. Did you see the Shem Rebbe? How also we can go to Shem Rebbe? How do we learn about Shem Rebbe? Because of the common expression of Yishalom. Yichsid the meter still. Afkan meta. She bo Yishalom kapo the Mishra Zeki la de Leidis. So we know that Shem Rebbe is paid the meta. And then, so any category that has the term Tachas is learned out from Shem Rebbe. Or suppose the term Nisini is mentioned. We call that Nisini Mishra Shem Rebbe. Yichsid the, how do we know that Shem Rebbe Zeve? So the Baal pays. The Baal Hashem pays the meta because there it's mentioned Yishalom. So, since it's mentioned Yishalim, so Shem Shem Rechazeved is learned out directly from Shem Rebbe, from Shem Rebbe, so then become Yishalim. Or, suppose you have the expression Kesar, Vigam Rebeya, Dichsi Vikesek Yoshim Bo. Ve'ar Bo is Mirekul and Shem Rebbe, Vishem Rechina Vixi Vashka Shem and Kim Yishalim, Vishem Yoksim Bo Rebbe, Shalom Yishalim, Vimishizoh Oksim Bo Rebbe, Kol Yishalim, Yishalim. Sech el kosa betiko. Abo bine kene ishe zoho. Bine eze in chayu chame ksiv niso, nisino. Kene ino se te. Vahem bona niti abiyata shi vahem. Vitsa aksiv pesta raspeza. Vida shino eru ka vahem pesta raspeza u tsa vno kineze. Bibi tu ishe ksiv nisino shi vite. Virabe. Ubi vei ishe ksiv tachas. Gabeine zmi pato de ksiv tachas asherino. Vida shino ito ksiv nito eto naimes. Hamish kem tachas inu. Lichwa ubi kene ishe zubgan. Vishna achine. Hoy nixi de chayu mechaber. Tachas nixi tachas petza. Kule chamish et bom. Yidei mosi nabuno. Vishal kei fuksi vishal ushnai. Ashu abu chamish. Opsi chamish et bom. Vishal in tachas. Vikere mitam et bukho kengu. Uvigez nixi nixi no minos vasha oshomu. Vimzei nixi bo nefesh minefesh. Uchma nixi tachas don. Vein es mufati nixi shemba. Nixi kese. Vinos ma vina naro chamish i kese. Hani nixi mufati. Kese nixi kini rapsuit. Nixi shemba. Vonshe nixi leo kese. Tamudam Nazar on Ezekim. Uvinezek see Nishawe, not Tahas. Dirsi, Maki Behemo, Nishawe. So, in other words, that means the main source for Mikta Bishem. And then we learn how Chiramuet. Chiramuet from Shem Rebbe. From Shem Rebbe. Either because Nishawe is mentioned in Chiramuet. So we learn how. And the Shalom is mentioned in Shem Rebbe, so we learn out. Or, because who obviously is the king, I learned out one from the other, without the common expression. That's another worship. So, and then, so once we know that all obviously is the king, so, pay the meta, so then the other categories of Maziki that have the same expression as one of those is the king, whether the same common expression consists of the sine, or the shalim, or of kese, so I learned out from one of those is the king. How we have those is the king learned out? So one washing is the those is the king I learned out because the shalim is mentioned, and another washing is that obviously the king I learned out from Shem Rebbe without any common expression. Anyway, so everything is deduced from Shem Rebbe. But the main source for Meta is mentioned by the Torah in connection with Shem Rebbe.
Shir Chaf Aleph and Bavo Kama Yudal of Cheshvan Hei Tov Shemem Gimel October 28th, 1982 on Thursday. Shir Chof Alvin Bava Kama Yud Alav Cheshvan Heitav Shemem Gimel, October 28, 1982,
on Thursday. Because when our Asher Shara Mabe, in other words, the cooler of the Sheyer is not like the cooler of the Mabe, that means that in one respect, Sheyer is Mohammed the Mabe. So in the Mele, if the Torah mentioned Sheyer, I couldn't learn out Mabe. And vice versa, if the Torah had mentioned Mabe, so I would say that in one respect, Mabe is more homo than Sheya, so in the Torah mentioned just Mabe, we couldn't learn out Sheya Pam. So what the Roma Homo Halas? The Lord is every session to Achaim, my Roma, Omar of the Shalchi, the Roma Horeko, Lichtei Brahmode Tower, Vitese Nido Hinak. What the Rock said, in other words, true, that if the Torah mentioned just one Mazi, Sheya, we couldn't learn out Mabe. But let the Torah mention two Mazi, and let's learn how the other Masikim from it. Hodoroma, Hodimi Tao Tavoyos. In other words, even the Torah had mentioned, Sheir and Mabe, I couldn't learn how to teach from it. Because I could say, Sheir and Mabe have a common chum aspect. They are Yerwachai. So, of course, something that has animal life in it is more dangerous if it has animal life in it. So that's why Chayit, what age, doesn't have animal life in it. So it's not Chayit. So that's why the Torah had to mention age. We couldn't learn about age from Sheir and Mabe together. Rashi, Lichte Rachmone Tavate. Lichte Rachmone Tavate. Sheir and Mabe. Vitezi Shemnai. The Ishmael, the Hippark is not the Kerry Shikanos, but has he? He could name our Shem Nechia. Maldi Shem Chichanoel, and say Kerry Nechia. Oh, Rab Yoma Mabezodom. Tayso, Hippark. Maldi Shem Shechin Kabulos, and has he? Tiba Beish, Oden Nechia. Shaki Way Kabulos, and has he? Hayek, Kilitnan, Oden Way, Benir Yosh. מה עוד המשך לחי ועבוד דבורים שאיר יחיע הצדה שוב לפני שדעת מהדי כמו זה לא יכול פעם להיות איש so Rashi is explaining how would we learn out age? The fact is that we couldn't learn out because both Sheir and Mabe have a common denominator chumre that age does not possess but the Havamine so the Havamine of the Mishneh that we could learn out age from Sheir and Mabe, so how would the Alfuse be made? So Rashi explains it according to Shmuel and according to Rav. So according to Shmuel, so Mabe Sheir, so then the Alfuse would run as follows. So he says, so the Torah is Mechayim. Keren, so Sheir, so then he will say, Mao Kyarish Rikamas Lahazi, he can name Hashem Techiah. Mao Shem Shishadur Zeke, so I would say, Kyarish Techiah. And according to Rav, that Mabe Zerodo, so I would say, so Sheir has reference to all the three Mazikin Sheir. Sheir has reference to all the three Mazikin of Sheir. So, and Mabe means Odo, so then the Alfuse would run as follows. Mabe Sheir, I would say, if the Torah is Mechayev Sheir, so then A should also be Chayev. So then we could say, Mabe Sheir should be Kavos Lahazi, Tima Beish is not Kavos Lahazi, Odom Yechiyah. So, Odo is Chayev in Yoshe, when it's not Kavos Lahazi. So, Mele Eish, it's not Kavos Lahazi, it should also be Chayev. שאפילו כאלו בא לחי, כתנאו אתם רואים ואין אותם יוש, מה לא אותם של חי ואלו דבורים, שם יחיה, אז אני שוב כדי שדעת רעד, כמו סורך, אבל אני אוהב איש. So, עוד רום האחות מתאר את אינם ומאסי, דלוי להיקר את המבה, שיש בו רוח חי יקר איש. So that's the cloud, in the English I can question then. When you learn out, if you try to learn out one item from another item, So if you can find a certain chumrah in that item, in the lamed item, that the lamed item doesn't possess, so then it refutes the pure. So you cannot deduce that yalkus anymore. Mashiach came, if you learn out one lamed from two lamed, so then you can only refute the yalkus if you could find a common denominator chumrah in both. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Lichtin Rachmone Tarte Sheiren Mal. So then you couldn't refute the Yalpuse on the basis of the chumrah aspect that you find in one lamed. Because so we can say Mariachila. Unless you can find the common denominator chumrah in both lamed that is not possessed by the lamed, so then you refute the opposite. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hodoma, chodem itarte, nagrasye, the loyim kerenu mabishit v'rachaim. So in other words, so this is the common denominator, the common chumrah possessed by both lamed, by each one of the two lamed. Of Sheir and Mare, and it's not possessed, that chumrah possessed by the two lamdi is not possessed by the woman. So remember, that refutes the Yalpus. Alright. Omaro, the kule kishon is beyo minaye, as the kule ba ma'atsa, ribar yukar, mishim yikal nifrach, mal kule, שחיימו עדי מכלות. ומאן דרום הרדה רבי קרן עדי ושכנוס להזי אף לקרן עמי עשי. So Rabbi is saying that act true. The Mishnah is saying that if the Torah hadn't mentioned, if the Torah had mentioned Sheir and Mare together, I could not deduce each from these two Mazik. But if the Torah had mentioned Beir and one more mask, Beir and Chen, Beir and Reya, Beir and Reya, Beir and Eish. If the Torah had mentioned Beir plus one more mask, which one can be anyone? It can be Beir must be the Melamed, but it has to be coupled with another mask. Which other mask? Anyone. It can be Beir and Regel, it can be Beir and Chen, it can be Beir and Eish. So then we could learn out all that Mazik. If the Torah had mentioned just Beir and Eish, we could learn out Chen and Regel. Kerenat, and the colleague Mandoma, Kerenat Dipne, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, we could learn out even Keren. Alright. Now let's see. It's a very long Rashi. Vikule kishonis beavinaye asye kule pameatzar libar mikeren iksi beyo bechode mehanoch asye kule meahu miido mitzashore. For example, iksi beyo mikeren. Suppose the Torah is written beyo mikeren asye sheminaye. Oh. Ma beyoshida kiriwadi. So the two melamdi are Beir and Keren, Beir and Regel, Beir and Eish. Can be two melamdi from which we could deduce all the other mazik. So let's say Beir and Keren, Asi Sheminai. Ma beyoshida kiriwadi. So Beir is not as homo as a shem, because Beir stays in its place. So still the Torah was mechayev the Baal HaBeir, shem that is more of a danger. More so, because shedati lo yachol hazik, lo yikolch, mal Beir, shechinchus asiyoseh imi lenezek, because I would say, Beir has the peculiar chumrah that Chilas Asiyoseh is a nezek. Is Chilas Asiyoseh a nezek? Teva Bishet, that is not for us as Yosef Neze, Keren Yechiyah. Maul Keren Shechikam Yosef Ahazi, Be'er Yechiyah. So, but, and there is no common Chumre possessed by Be'er and Keren. So the main way we cannot refute that they are first. V'chot Rabi, as I showed you, when she died for Ahazi, Mo Meicho, Afandi Obishet, V'chein Leyer, we can't be there. We could deduce Reyel from Keren Be'er. The Chiparach, Ma Be'er, Ma Be'er, She'in Darker Leyer Lech Lazi. So Chayev, so Reyel, so Darker Lech Lazi, we coach in Chayev, so then you would make it Pirach. Ma Be'er Shechet Chos Asiyos Menezek, Tima Be'er, that it's not for Asiyos Menezek, Keren Lechiyach. Keren is not for Asiyos Menezek either. Ma Ovi Keren Shechin Kavunosi Lahazi, Be'er Lechiyach. The Chinech, Mikaren Ubeya, Bihuro, Kurasadi, Ma Beershin Dakir Lazi, Hayev, Eru Kush Dakir Lakir Kosh, Ma Beershin Dakir Lazi, the Chinech because of Rahmoni Beyoshe, Osikumino. Now we bound Kat, Biden. Suppose the Torah is written there in check. So I will make it up this as follows. Ma Beershin Dakir Lazi, Hayev, Regier, the age we coach. Regular base we coach, we can not do Maui Beyer Shreffers and Eze, Supreme of the Choleilu, so Shem Tchia, Maui Shem 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 Eze, Kate of the Choleilu, Beyer Tchia, as I saw Shem Avani of the Choleilu, I would care with us in mind. I couldn't learn how to care from Beyer Leish, from Beyer, from Beyer and Regal, from Beyer and Shem, because but Beir and Eish have become a chumre that it's more than mitchlosok. We are mitchlosok. What does more than mitchlosok mean? So this is discussing it. So, Mashayim Kei, Keren is not more than mitchlosok. It's not more than mitchlosok. So, I will tell us why you don't need fact. What's our show? Should be a machine, should come out of the also. They will care. The Hindu see Bear Radio. Asikul and the Hodine. The Bear. We bound the care. So the Torah mentioned Bear Radio. So I would say, Ma Bear, that ain't that in your classic. So it's higher. So the other Maziki, let's say, Shem. So. Shem is certainly chayev. Eish is certainly chayev. Ma ubeyo shechem chutz asiyos lo nezek, tima bishem. Tima bishem, that is not chutz nezek. Tima bishem beish, biyodo. So redo yechiyah. Ma ubeyo shechem ziki motzul chosho im alechez, tima bucholeilu. Shem, eish, yodo, is not a ziki motzul. It's uche, but not a ziki motzul. Ziki motzul is more than uche. So, Ben Yechiyah, Chodra Abnasar Shobi, Abani Yom Koen, Abu Kerem Yas, Yimau Asar Shobi Sheben, Shemad Yitro Osom, Teni Babi Kerem. It is interesting that Rashi mentions Mad Yitro Osom, Mad Yitro Osom constantly in explaining the Gemara, and doesn't even explain what Mad Yitro Osom means. The question is, what does Mad Yitro Osom mean? What it means, Mad Yitro Osom Mishal Yerushalayim, or Mad Yitro Osom means that it's natural. But Rashi doesn't explain. Apparently, Rashi considered it so simple, the meaning of Ma'at Chosov, that he didn't think that it's necessary even to explain what Ma'at Chosov means. All right, very straight. Chodani, Amani Yom Koleim, Amu Kero Me'asim Ha'asav, Shmish Ma'at Chosov, Tino Bekeren, Dichem Iksiv Be'a Be'ish, Ha'os Inno B'ha'idine. So if the Torah had written Beta Neish, I could learn out Regel, Shem, and all. Why didn't we bear? The Ripal has Mal the Beers of those words in the Ezek, the Regel, Shem, the Odo, Eish the Chia. Mal the Eish. Here we come with something. The Trashy Nations, that is controversial. Mal the Eish, Shechim, Eretz, Lohochet, Lechet. Vein Shevolo, Vein Sheinolo, Kineitzim, 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 Bishem, Shem Eretz, Elvin Dovololo, Be'er Yechiyah. Now, so if I would use as the Tumulamdi, Be'er Be'ish, so then I could learn out Shem, Regel, and Odom from Bernay should I would say. Uma so I would say Uma Bayashin Dakil has so Israel so Shen Regel Bay Odom Shidato Lazi Rikoshki. But then I would say good. Mali Bayer Shahid Sonese. Tei ma b'reiro shen yodom, shein chodas yoson ezek. How do we know it's higher? Eish techiyach, eishi. Does not possess that chumre of chodas yoson ezek. And still it's higher. So shen reiro yodom, even though they don't possess the chumre, should also be higher. Ma'ali, shechim ed Yisrael, hovin shechol, hovin shein rolo. Then I could make a pirach and say, do you know why eish is higher? Because do you know why eish is higher? Because eish is where the Zerach Eruvin Shirol or the Eish Ein Rol. Eish is Chayev, the owner, the one who made the Eish, is Chayev, even if the Eish consumes something that is not adapted for them. There are certain things that the Eish consumes very well. Something that is the Eitzim, that is used as fuel. But, let's say, Kelim, Eish doesn't consume Kelim so well. But suppose somebody made a fire in his courtyard and that fire spread and then it damaged Kelim, it singed Kelim, even though it's not Rolo, it's not adapted for Kelim. It's Eish is adapted for Eitzim, for consuming Eitzim. That consumes very well, but Kelim not. So, that it doesn't make any difference whether the damage was caused to something that is wrong, that it's adapted to consume it very readily. Or it damaged something that is not so readily adapted to consuming it. Like Kelim, it's higher. See, it's higher. So in other words, so Eish has a certain chumre. That is, the owner of it, the one who made the Eish, is higher even for a damage that is not the usual damage to Eish. Let's say damage Kelim. Not Eitzim. So, Tema. So, Mal Eish. Sheche, Uedes Reach, Ben Shirol, Ben Sheino. Kim Eitzim, Kim Vavoni. So, Yisrael, Eitzim is an example of Rolo. Kim Vavoni is an example of any Rolo. But, if it did cause damage, if Eish did singe stones and killing, even though it's a Rolo, it's not the usual thing for Eish to damage. So, still is Chayev. Mashiach and Shein can only be Chayev if it eats up something that it usually eats up. But if a behemoth will eat Boso, so the halacha is that he's not Chayev, because that's Mishune. So that's it out of care. So how can you learn how Shen that does not possess the chumre that Eish possesses? From Eish is the chumre that if Eish causes damage, whether the damage is a usual damage for Eish, but not a usual damage, even if the damage is caused to avoid, that ordinarily they are not damaged and consumed by fire. So it's still is higher. Mashiach in Shein. So even if Shein will be higher, it will certainly not be higher. It will certainly not be higher than something that's in Rolo. So how can you learn out Shein from Eish? Tema b'Shein, Shein edes, el midom Rolo. So he says, Be'er lechina. So we learn out from Bay also. And Bay was not in the chumre of being hired even for something that is not adapted to it, for a hezek that is not adapted to it. How do we know that Bay does not have that chumre? So Rashi said something very strange. So he says,
Bilchilah,
של חמיר שירבלודו חמיר לקיירים דינוק בר בידי אודו מקיירים פוטה ברבי. So Beira is Potter and Doroshino. What's an example of Doroshino by Beira? What's an example of Doroshino by Beira? Let's say, Sheva Lod. Now the law is, if somebody makes a Beira, and then a human being falls into the Beira, let's say it's a Beira loot, and gets killed, so the Bala Beira is Potter of Tashino. If a baby gets killed, the bear you. So it's highly tashlum with the Bala bear. But if another one gets killed, but Bahami Miller is taught, I will resolve the high. So this discussion is, this here has nothing to do with whole or not whole. It's a good thing also. Shame on the other. But I am from the Zokin is higher. If it had been on the basis of the fact that it's not whole, because a human being is intelligent and the human being watches himself. So melee, it's an unusual thing. It's an unusual phenomenon for a human being to fall into the barrier. That's the reason as to why the Torah says Shemo Lodo. So even with the Kabinzok creature reporter. But we see that if an Odom falls into a barrier or trips over Avodah Sakim Masoye and gets hurt, doesn't die, so then he's higher. So it's not because it's in the role, but a special Zakozo. So Mele, how can the Gemara say that if we make a pir Malbe, Malish, she higher being the role or being shame role? Tila Bishen, she Yochel is higher being the role. So we say Be'er Hiyah because Be'er does not have that chume of being chayyeh for a role. Or how do we know that Be'er does not have that chume for being chayyeh for a hesed that is a role? Because he's potter an odom, and we say, no, that's not because in a role that is special to Zakosov. If it had been based upon the fact that it's a role, so then the Balabir should be potter for odom even from his ogi. That's his discussion. And then this is just another question. How can we say, Mali Shechimer Dezleachel Bein Shalolo Bein Sheinolo? So, Kimei Tzimkim Vavoni Teni Mavishen Shechimer Dez Elu Dovololo. But what it means, Teni Mavishen Shechimer Dez Elu Dovololo, that if Hashem eats something that is not adapted to her, let's say behime, instead of eating tue, will eat boso, so there's more. So then it's not mechuyev mitzachem. Why? Because that's meshune. So this is kashin is. So it's not that shem is potter for dorosh in the olo. But if a behime eats boso, or even if a behime, or even if a behime will get on top of the table, and eats tue, which is adapted for a behemoth, as fodder for a behemoth. But if the behemoth will do it on table, that's not the way a behemoth eats. The behemoth doesn't eat on table. So he's also potam tzachem. So why is it potam tzachem? Not because there is a ketubah of shem, but then it's mishune, so it's keren, so it's not shem. You see, the essential attribute, the essential attribute of Shem is that it has to be natural. And if it's Mishune, even though it's in Shanoel Ezeke, certainly when the behemoth eats on the table, yes, he enjoys eating it, but since it's not natural, so maybe it's told the carrot. So we cannot say, so how can the Gemara say, Malish Shechel Chayel Bein Rolo Bein Shein Rolo Tein Abishen Shein Chayel Rosh Bein Rolo? No, if it's in the Rolo, so it's not Shein. That's one kasha of the business. The other kasha of the business is, How can the Gemara say Beir Yechiyach? Because Beir does not have that chumre of being Yechuyah for all, because Beir is also put up for any all. How do we know that Beir is also put up for any all? Because she will not own. So this is Kashi is. But that's not because in Rolo. Vokale, for Niski Odom, Beir is Chaye. If it had been based upon the fact it's in Rolo, so then, even for Nizoki, he should be part of. But for Nizoki, it's Chaye. But it's special to the Zagorzo. Now, as far as the second Kashi. So as far as the first Kashi, we'll soon see. Well, as far as the first Kashi of I teach this against Rashi is concerned, how can we say, Malish, שכן נשאלי בין ברולו ובין בשאין רולו. תימה בשאין, שאין נשאלי בשאין רולו, so the cash is. But if it's in רולו, so then it's in שאין, so it's in only Karen, it's not in שאין. So this is itself, so that's no cash. Because we find a פירחה בנשאי. דחי גבלי, פורר בחיבו, גבי אלה ואישו, מהו אישו שכנים נמילה? But the question is, Vincius is not Chayach, but still it's a Birche. So here too, the fact is, the Shem is not higher than the score of Shem. And the score of Shem for any role. But you say, if it's any role, so then it's not in Shem. So it's not a Mazik, it's Keren. But the fact is, that it's not higher. It's not higher because it's not Chayach. Why is the Chayach? Because it's not Shem in the role. But we can make a Birche, even if it's not child. That's what it is. Now we'll see, that in Nahil. But then, as far as the other Kashi is concerned, this is not in the times. How can the Gemara say it? How can we say Malish? When the Gemara asks a Pilch, Malish, Shechayro, Bin Rolo, Bin Shin Rolo, Tema Mishen, Shechayro, Elo, Bin Rolo. So we say Beir Techiyah. Beir does not have that chumah. Any chayav of Beir Techiyah. So Rashi says, well, how does it manifest itself? That Beir is in the chayav of Beir Techiyah? Because Sheir of Odom, if an Odom falls into a Beir of Yud, so then the Balabir is what? So the Kashi is, but that's not because of the Odom. That's because of the special Beir Zakozo. So as far as that Kashi is concerned, so, I don't think that it's a very strong kashi in this Rashi, because from the Rambam's Roshni, it's also mashma. Even though it's based upon the Kosev, but that Zeres HaKosev is the correlator of a certain deed. In other words, the reason is why, if somebody digs a Beir in the Rishis HaRabim, and then another falls into the Beir and gets killed, so the Bala Beir is put out as Shlomi. Because it's in your home. Now we'll soon see Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says in the Rebbe's book, it's a moment of it, it's what it's about. Also, Tim Gomela, Yosh Sarabi, the Nachri, the Doha, the Hebo, Umeizu, Im Hoyo Gomela, so it's Rochim, Hai Rishal, Vimo Yopoches, Masoro, Potter, Mr. Taylor, because we need the Beir Yud, a Beir Yud, or a Tel Beir Yud, to be Mechayev on Mizr Beir. Because less than Yud is in the Kibu Hobbes. That we learn. Avon Muskov Lubav, Vav Mimun Miktole, Avon Muzok Mechayev. So even if it's less than Tess, than Yud, Avon Muskov Lubav, Chayev and Shalei Nezek Shomei. But you will be Tel Beir Kolshu, or you will be Chvira Kolshu, Shanezek Lecholshu, Dovamot Shem Yodua. Ve'ein ha-mise, b'chol she'u mitzuyo ba'arelik meiz. The reason is why? If a behemoth gets killed in a way of less than you, so why is it potter? It's in the Gilomis. We discussed it. So from the Rambam it appears that the pshat in the Gilomis is not that we say the behemoth didn't die from the day. The behemoth just coincidentally had a heart attack. At the time she fell into the bear, and even if she hadn't fallen into the bear, she would have had the same heart attack and she would have died out of the heart attack. We don't say that. If we see that the behemoth dies, or another dies, as a result of falling into the bear, so we don't attribute it to a heart attack. That would have happened anyway. would have happened anyway. But we say the Halkan Mishin might have been a factor. So in other words, if not for the Halkan Mishin, maybe so the phone to the Beya wouldn't have caused the death of the Beya. But we attribute it to the Beya. But since he shouldn't die, so even if it happened, he died, it's such an unusual phenomenon, so the Torah was not mechayev. So the Rambam says, "Shavin amiso b'choshem yitzilo v'arev meyit." Right, that's how he says what. Then the Torah design says, "V'chein mechayev amiso sabheimo b'beir oya b'toso b'teir eloim hoisa b'heimo k'tam oy chershes oy sheik oy sume oy shenof lo b'layim avon hoisa pikres inof lo b'yeim ומייד סופות שזה כמו ילס מכן שדרך הבהימו נראית סביבו סוג את המחשב אז תציגי מורי אישה של עולם that even in regard to behemo there is a distinction in that behemo in pikres and the behemo in shepo if the behemo is in pikres so then in the behemo falls into the bayah so only if she falls into the bayah in the night time so then it's normal for a behemoth, even a pikres, to fall into the behemoth, into the behemoth in the night time, which you can see. Mashiach king, the behemoth pikres, falls into the behemoth in the daytime, and gets killed, so the bala behemoth is potter. Why? For the same reason. Because it's a dobo shenimotsu, v'arev v'yeyes. It's dobo shenimotsu. I mean, what does it mean? I mean, Dovashen Motsu. Dovashen Rolo, it's an unusual damage that a behemo or pikres should get killed by falling into the bay in the daytime. Because the average behemo or pikres watches her way. And she shouldn't have fallen in, even though there is a bay. But if the behemo did fall in, it's an unusual phenomenon, Harim claims. So it's in Dovah Shein Rolo, and it's what? Then the Rambam says, El Yimoyso, V'chein in the Chayv on his Beimo, V'bira, and doesn't it tell you, El Yimoyso, V'chein in the Chayv on his Beimo, V'chein in the Chayv on his Beimo, Abu Yimoyso, Pikhez, Nof, V'yin, and V'yiso, Pota, She's Zek, Mayenes, V'chein, Shidar, Habeim, Omi, V'yiso, Losom, Namach, Shevet, V'chein, in Nof, V'chein, Sechir, Odom, Meis, Afu, Hoyo, Sume, V'yishen, Nof, V'laylo, Bein, Shoyo, V'chein, Nu, Yebe, Harei, Zepot, So the Rambam says, V'chei, in other words, it's the same halacha for the same reason that the behemo pikres in the daytime, if she falls into the bay. So the balabim is put there, she's like, well, it's an unusual phenomenon. It shouldn't have fallen in, because the behemo pikres watches her away. So he's put there, because it's an unusual thing. It's a dobo shenirolo, and the Torah part of it. So the same, for the same reason, if an odom falls into the bay, even the night time, and even if the odom is black, a behemoth also is put there, only if the behemoth is a pikres and not white. And in the daytime, it is put there. Because if the dog of the behemoth watch out in the daytime, if the behemoth is not white. But if the behemoth is white, even in the daytime, so what the veil is the day, if the behemoth is blind, machine king gabioto, it's always an unusual phenomenon. Why? Because of the Mislim Mazel. Whatever the pshat of the Mislim Mazel, whether all the Mislim Mazel, like the pshat of Nashi, because a man has intelligence and he knows how to watch himself, or the Mislim Mazel, it means Malach, means who watches him. In other words, there is a special, there is Ashkoch at Potis, so the melee. So the melee, a person, consciously or unconsciously, watches himself against danger. Sometimes he's not even conscious, but instinctively he avoids pitfalls because of the Mislamazah. So in other words, from the Rambam it appears that the same reason that the behemo pikres beyei not tsume, not blind. So if she falls in, so the balabir is what? Why? She's like, Mahini is Tobapele. It's a motto in the Motzah it's a Dorshin Rolo. So for the same reason, another, even if he's a Sumer, even at night time, because these are the Behemo, so with less than Maslow, with no intelligence, so then it's Darko Mishnei only if it's not violent. And only in the daytime there is light. But these are being another mean with his body. Somehow. And other managers. And other managers. How does the other manage? Because the Rebbe Shimon endowed another with intelligence and with a self-preserving instinct and because of the Ashkoch HaPotis. That's the way it is. By another, it's always an unusual phenomenon to fall into a default. That's what the Rambam says. V'chei. V'chei. For this, first he says, Aru lo iso pichas no chumayim lo iso potash and ekmeides. And then he says, V'chei lo iso pichas no chumayim lo iso potash and ekmeides. Bein sho yo v'chei lo iso pichas no chumayim lo iso potash. V'chei. If the Rambam should have been, it's special to Zakosu. Not because in the whole law, not because it's in the law, she wants to. It's an unusual phenomenon. So why does he say the chay? It's a part of the law. Or pichas b'yei. So it's because of the chayinus. The more in the and odom, balaylo is potea, or even odom sute. And balaylo is potea, because of his birth of zakosim. So it's not the same kind of law. The Rambam says the chay. So it's the same law. But is it the zakosim? Shev odom? The answer is, this Zakosov itself is based upon the fact because it's in the world, because it's in Doshin Motsu. So, if the Hindu is a Zakosov, so I would say, so what is the Doshin Motsu? So it is in Motsu. He has no business dealing with data. So the Leila should be higher. So the Torah says he's for that. But the Zakosov itself is based upon the fact that it's in Doshin Motsu. Kmoyes. Then, V'muzak v'yodom yabeimu atikches chayim l'tekshom v'kmoy sh'liyam. So the Rambam distinguishes in regard to the aim of pikches v'yeim. So if the aim of pikches v'yeim falls into the veil and dies, then the balaver is potter. Because then it's an anus. Because it's the derech of the aim to watch out with it. But if the aim of pikches v'yeim falls into the veil and gets hurt, breaks a leg, a foreleg, a hind leg, doesn't die, so then the barbeer is high. So the raya is massive. The raya chicken is. True, the more makes a distinction between the behemoth of pichas and the behemoth of shaitan. Why? Because even the behemoth of pichas, he has the tendency to watch us itself against danger. So what difference does it make whether the behemoth gets killed or the behemoth gets hurt? So the Rabbi Chittin is, when the Gemara distinguishes a behemoth pichas from a behemoth sheito, it's not only in regard to a damage that consists in the behemoth dying, even in regard to a damage that consists of the behemoth getting hurt. So there is also a distinction between the behemoth pichas and the behemoth sheito. If a behemoth pichas falls in the daytime into the bay and gets hurt, breaks a leg, so then the balaver is fodder, he's chayim. So the Rambam says, Omar Avraham, who behemoth pichas b'yei lomo, umar b'nezik u'niso b'nezek. So that's the Rambam's asson. But what's the Rambam shite? So the Rambam Mishnah says, we say to the Rambam, we say to the Rambam, וכשמיעטו בהם או פיקחס ביהם, ומיעטו אוהל מנמיס את דווקא, שהפיקחס מאיינס, ונשמור את סמיך של גודו, שיש מסכון הסליחושס, אבל נשאים לס עצמו, כחורץ מן המזוקי, ומפיחו חי בלבין על מסכן, שאין זה איץ, נראו את זה, זה גם ממשיך לי איץ, that even vis-a-vis the him of Pichas, so in the him of Pichas is darko mishmer atzmo, ממכשיר דלי, מנזוק עם דלי ומניסה, but not מנזוק עם איזה כפתן. I mean, that's not difficult to understand, because we know, I mean, one of the characteristics of every member in the animal kingdom is adaptability, in other words, to adapt itself to the circumstances. So the Hebrew Pitches, so he's able to adapt himself to the circumstances, the situation. There is a danger, there is a pitfall. So if the pitfall would have a pitfall that could kill it, so then somehow the behemoth Pitches instinctively adapts itself and watches out. But if it's a small pitfall, so then the Rebbeinu did not endow the behemoth with that instinct to watch out against the small pitfall. The Rebbeinu Shlom endowed the behemoth with an instinct to watch out against a big pitfall, not a small pitfall. Anyway, that's the Rambam Shita. So in other words, so now we can understand, according to the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam himself equates the Ptur for a behemoth Pitches, for a behemoth Pitches. In the daytime with the Ptur for Mise with the Nodom in the nighttime. So it's the same Allah. In other words, the Tzedek also Bokshev and Nodom really implies, according to the Rambam, that if an Odom dies in the Bay, so he's potter, why? Zikrosakosov is not Zikrosakosov like for Adum. The Zikrosakosov itself is based upon the fact because it's in the whole, Shahrizik Mainis, who Domashimot, because Odom is Lemazwe, even if the Odom is blind and even if he walks in the street, in the night time, somehow, so Yisrael Masle, and it's not the usual thing to fold it and into a big bear. So you ask, even from his opposition Potter? No. Just as the Rambam distinguishes in regard to the behemoth Pitches, between Mises Abemo and Misli Abemo, so in regard to Odom too. It's a double peril and motzu and greenness if the Odom falls into a big pitfall, into a bear youth and dies, but if he falls, if he gets hurt, that's not made, that's the Rambam Shite. So in other words, so Rashi Shite could be the same thing. Not, it could be. Definitely it's like that. Rashi says that the reason as to why Shiva Yodom is because it's in the law. Alright. And Tesis is like that. Tesis is like that. Because Tesis agrees with the Raivet. Tesis agrees with the Raivet. Because the Raivet says, in regard to the Emo, there wouldn't be any difference as far as Dovah Pelet and Enes, between Mises Abeimo and Niske Abeimo. So the Meir called the Raivet, there couldn't be any difference from the point of view of Dovah Pelet and Imotsu, between Mises Odom and Niske Odom. But why do we say that if the Odom is made, so the Baba Beir is out there, and if he's hurt, so he gets hurt, so the Baba Beir is high, because it's a special Zakozo. Shevul Odom, not because Odom is in the whole law, it's a double power. It's a special Zakozo, according to Rashi. And that's the Shevul. But Rashi Shevul is like Rama. Alright, now. So he says, Ben Yechia Shevul Odom, Odom Shevul Odom, Odom, Chassid Nochu Shom Hashir Hamir, Shevul Odom Hamir Vekeli, Yinobu Bebe Odom Kekeli, Potem Abeir, Hazar Shom Shevul, Hafal Yom Shem, Yosu Odom Rebe, Obi Pao In other words, Paul Gedina means we do not have to go through all the steps in the opposite. So in other words, so the Ose Odom Birebel be Paul Gedina the Chiyam that is the Chiyah let him be Prach Malo Yishnide. Our Kerwe Asi. So in other words, if the Torah had mentioned Beirebeish, we could learn how three Adam Azikim. We could learn out Shem. So, Shem, I mean, we could learn out Odom, Regel, and Shem. But, the same way, but, in respect to Shem, so we have to go through more steps in the Yalpuseh. Then, the Yalpuseh in respect to Odom and Regel is the same Yalpuseh, but the Yalpuseh of Shen from Beomage is simpler The opposite of regular Yodom from Beirat Eish is simpler and shorter than the opposite of Shem from Beirat Eish. That's why Rashi calls it Paulim, because in respect to Shem, so there are a number of steps. We say, Umabe Shein Darkei Lechol Hazik. Shein Darkei Lechol Hazik. Chayev. So, Shem Shedarkei Lechol Hazik Loikoshkin. Loikoshkin. So then we say, there's the first, the opposite. So then the second step is, Malu Beya Shetchei Lechol Hazik. So then the third step is, there's the third step. So then the fourth step is, Tema Bishen,